from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Joining us now, he is David Cobb, a CBS Sports college basketball and football writer. Follow him on Twitter at David W. Cobb to talk about the Bucks draft. David, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
What's up, Sparky? How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. Good to have you on. So let's talk a little bit about the first round pick by the Milwaukee Bucks. You and I were texting. I said Bucks fans are none too happy about the A.J. Johnson pick, not because specifically of him, but because Bucks fans wanted some help for this team now, as they fell short, obviously, of expectations last year, as Giannis was hurt yet again for the fourth time in five years in the playoffs. That was the major reason, I think, why they couldn't advance. Plus, Lillard got hurt, too. But they wanted younger, immediate help for this rotation. And obviously, they're not getting it in A.J. Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's a really valid assessment. A.J. Johnson's a guy who at CBS, on our consensus NBA big board, we had all the way down at 46. So it was a little bit of a head scratcher when you see him come off the board in the first round. I mean, he was not overly impressive in his one season of play in the Australian League. And then, you know, I think the thing with A.J. Johnson is that he had a good or impressive showing at the combine. And so that's kind of what turned some teams back on to him. But it's a head scratcher because when you got those high dollar salaries like Giannis and like a Dame and a Chris Middleton, it's hard to go out and get the free agent. You don't have a lot of salary that you can really evenly trade. And so, for a team like Milwaukee, you'd like to think that they could get somebody in the draft who could help them on their championship quest. And I don't know that A.J. Johnson is going to be that for them anytime soon.
Can we talk about the NBA Combine, please? So I haven't been to this new version of what it is, but I used to go to the NBA Combine for years down at Moody Bible College down in Chicago. I went to the Combine when they had it in Orlando at the Milk Jug House or whatever it was called there at the Wide World of Sports property. So I've been to it a number of times. Back then, it was essentially second-round guys or guys that were borderline guys all kind of playing against each other, trying to maybe get themselves up into the first or solidify that they were second-round picks. We're not talking about top-end guys playing against top-end guys here, but yet I continuously hear, well, he did good at the combine. How much stock really should they be putting in the combine versus what they're actually watching on film?
It's just another data point. I mean, that's what I would say. It's just another opportunity for these guys to get in front of GMs and scouts and show something, because A.J. Johnson does have some quick twitch bounce to him. Like, there is some upside there over the long term. Obviously, what he did in Australia was not all that encouraging, but you know, you get in an environment amongst your peers and you're able to get buckets and create shots for others. That sticks out. That's the whole purpose of the combine. But what's interesting to me about A.J. Johnson at the combine is that if you go and look, you know, he kind of has this reputation as a really good athlete. But, you know, his metrics in terms of the vertical and the sprints and stuff were not off the charts. And so it's a little bit of a, you know, we're putting a lot of stock in how he must have scrimmaged, right? And so I'm kind of with you on that. It's like, okay, you scrimmaged well against a bunch of other late first round and second round guys. Are we really putting a lot of stock in that? I hope the Bucks front office was looking at more than just the combine when they decided to take him with a first round pick.
They kept saying, John Horst kept saying, he's fast, he's athletic. That was the two things he harped on the most.
Well, his lane agility time was pretty close to the top. But the standing vertical and max vertical were good, but they weren't top of the charts. There were other players, including other guards, who tested better in those metrics, who were also first round picks. So, it's a long term play. I mean, y'all might look back in 10 years and say, "Wow, I'm glad they took AJ Johnson because he helped us bridge the gap from Giannis into our next championship era," right? Like, maybe that's the thought process there. But
David, I don't have 10 years. I don't know if I'll even be alive in 10 years, man.
I don't got 10 years
to see if this is going to work out. Goodness gracious.
And the pundits are with you. My colleagues at CBS, they gave the AJ Johnson pick a C+, which honestly I think is a little generous based
Absolutely.
On what I've seen elsewhere.
Yes.
So it's a head scratcher. I'm not going to defend it. I'm just trying to work through in my mind, like, what were they thinking? Because there were still players on the board at 23 who, in theory, could have come in and helped the Bucks next season. And I assume that's probably what's most frustrating to the people who are listening right now.
Yeah, Taryn Shannon was the guy that a lot of people wanted from Illinois, and that obviously did not happen. Instead, he goes to Minnesota to add to their great picks of Dillingham and him, and they obviously had the best draft class. Let's talk about the second-round pick, David Cobb. This is a kid from Overtime Elite, the G League, Tyler Smith. And what does he bring now at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you get into the second round of what's regarded as a poor draft, you're going to be lucky if you find somebody who helps you immediately. You're probably going to be lucky if you find somebody who ever helps you at all. And I actually like Tyler Smith's long-term upside. This is a former five-star prospect, and he's big, and he can shoot and space the floor. So you just got to see him develop defensively and kind of figure out where he fits positionally in the NBA. But you get a big 6'9 guy who can shoot. Yeah, let's take a flyer on him in the second round. So I don't really have any issues with that second-round pick because second-round picks are a crapshoot. And you got a guy who is former very highly touted prospect who has some tools. So I might actually like his upside more than AJ Johnson.
You know, I think he's closer maybe than AJ Johnson is as far as giving meaningful minutes to the Bucks too.
Likely. I would say that's likely. You know, if you're looking for somebody in that second round who might have been able to help Milwaukee a little sooner, maybe an Oso Iguodaro, who y'all know quite well from his time at Marquette. He's a veteran college player at KJ Simpson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Colorado, a veteran guy who played on NCAA tournament teams, but it's another example of a long-term upside kind of swing there by the Bucks front office. Not sure I totally vibe with that methodology, but that's kind of what Tyler Smith is.
Why did Johnny Furphy fall so far, the Kansas guard?
Yeah, I think it's a question of his physicality. And that's going to have to develop over a long period of time. And he's a great shooter. He's got the ability to put the ball on the deck and attack the rim, but he's going to be a liability defensively, I think, for quite some time. This is a guy who reclassed, who really was supposed to be in the class of 2025. He ends up playing as a freshman at Kansas, and over the course of the season, he began to develop and to blossom into a useful player for Kansas. But in the long run, you look at Johnny Furphy and you try to imagine him guarding NBA wings. That's a difficult thing to imagine, you know, at any point in the next couple of seasons.
All right, what about Keyshawn George? That was another kid out of Miami that went the pick after the Bucks drafted A.J. Johnson. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, I like Keyshawn George. He was an under-the-radar freshman in college basketball this season who really flashed the ability to shoot the three ball. So that's a three and D, you know, kind of prospect there with some length. That's a ready-made sort of NBA prototype.
So he would have helped.
If you will. Yeah, he would have helped, but he's young. He's young. So yeah, this is a draft where you could actually get some multi-year college player. Like, look at Dalton Knecht falling to 17.
Yes, crazy.
Because he was old. But look at the Lakers. They are old. They need somebody who can help, and they were so fortunate to get him there. And I think it's perfect that he's 23 for the Lakers. The Lakers don't have the appetite to take on some long-term project right now. LeBron's about to turn 40. Anthony Davis is no longer a young man, and they have so much salary tied up in those guys that it was going to be hard for them to make a splash in free agency. So, you know, they were sort of on the wavelength that I think the rest of the league thought the Bucks might be on with the way that, you know, that they selected in this draft. So I actually, you know, kind of like what the Lakers did there with Dalton Knecht.
Here's another name that's come up that Bucks fans have asked why they didn't draft him. Isaiah Collier from USC.
Yeah, wow. He came on strong to close his freshman season. A little bit of an undersized guard. I mean, that might be the knock on Isaiah Collier is the size. But he ended up as the number two prospect in the class of 23 at 24/7 Sports. So, he's got a lot of upside. The three-point shot was a little spotty during his freshman season at USC, and there might just be some long-term concerns about his defense. But, he's a good upside play. But, again, I mean, he was one and done in college. And you know, the ability of those one and duns to come in and contribute in the league is spotty. And this was not a great draft. And if you're looking for win now players, you really needed to be looking at some of those more veteran college guys. Like a Jalen Tyson, that's another example who was in that range. I realized he was off the board before the Bucks could get him. But the Cavaliers snagged him at 20, and he's a multi-year college player who, you know, who could help Cleveland right away. That's a team with playoff ambitions. And so, you know, you did see some of these teams get guys who at least in theory might be able to help them in the season ahead.
Tom with David Cobb, CBS Sports college basketball and football writer. Follow him on Twitter at David W. Cobb. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, here on 1250 AM The Fan. Can we bring up Bronny James, please? And talk about this because him going with LeBron and so forth to the Lakers, I get it. I understand. I said earlier that if I was Bronny James, I'd have been like, Dad, I want to go back to USC and prove that I do belong in the first round of this draft, like everybody was mocking me to be before I had my issue. And I'm going to go back and prove everybody that I do belong versus going, yeah, I really didn't do anything in college. And now my dad's going to help me get a job. So we're going to go that route. Like, if you want to earn it and do all that other stuff and kind of be your own man, this, to me, isn't the way to go about it.
I feel for Bronny. He's got so much pressure. So
he
much
does.
Pressure on him now.
Yes.
And he's going to be the showcase of the Summer League. And, you know, people are going to have eyes on the South Bay Lakers G League affiliate in the season ahead because of Bronny James. Make no mistake, if his last name was Johnson, we'll say, Bronny Johnson, He's not selected in this draft, and he would be fortunate to get an Exhibit 10 contract, or he would be fortunate to get a summer league deal at all. That's just the reality of what he's proven as a player thus far. I will say this, though. His numbers are vastly underwhelming from his freshman season at USC, but don't forget, he missed the first 8 games and a whole lot of practice time because of the heart issue. That was a very, very serious health issue. So I don't think we got the full picture of who Bronny James is during that one season at USC. But yeah, there's no scenario in which this is a player that would have been drafted by any other franchise. At the end of the day, I'm excited to see how it plays out. The storyline of LeBron playing with his son, I'll be a sucker for that. Call it nepotism, you're not wrong, but when you're LeBron James, you kind of earn the right to pull those levers and make that happen.
I said earlier that I believe Bronny James will be in this league probably as long as he wants, because he's going to have a home in L.A., and when LeBron retires or leaves, he's going to have a home in Miami as long as Riley is there. And he'll have a home in Cleveland as long as Snyder owns the Cavaliers. I think those are three gigs he's set. Now, in Milwaukee, Thanasis, I don't know if he has a home anywhere if he's not in Milwaukee at this point.
Well, I was actually going to bring that up. I was going to ask you, how different is Bronny playing in the NBA with his father? How different is that from Giannis's brother having a home with the Bucks?
Well, it's much different, though. Actually, I talked about this earlier in the show from this aspect. Thanasis was drafted into the league long before Giannis got here. He was drafted in the league by the New York Knicks. So he was a draft choice. Giannis didn't help him get drafted. LeBron not only helped his kid get drafted, made the team he was with draft his kid on top of it. Now, Thanasis is still in the league because of his brother, yes.
Right.
But he got drafted.
Colorado, a veteran guy who played on NCAA tournament teams, but you know, it's another example of a long-term upside kind of swing there by the Bucks front office. Not sure I totally vibe with that methodology, but you know, that's kind of what Tyler Smith is.
Why did Johnny Furphy fall so far, the Kansas guard?
Yeah, I think it's a question of his physicality, and that's going to have to develop over a long period of time. I mean, he's a great shooter. He's got the ability to put the ball on the deck and attack the rim, but he's going to be a liability defensively, I think, for quite some time. This is a guy who reclassed, who really was supposed to be in the class of 2025. He ends up playing as a freshman at Kansas, and over the course of the season, he began to develop and to blossom into a useful player for Kansas. But in the long run, you look at Johnny Furphy and you try to imagine him guarding NBA wings. That's a difficult thing to imagine, you know, at any point in the next couple of seasons.
All right, what about Keyshawn George? That was another kid out of Miami that went the pick after the Bucks drafted A.J. Johnson. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, I like Keyshawn George. He was an under-the-radar freshman in college basketball this season who really flashed the ability to shoot the three ball. So that's, I mean, that's a three and D, you know, kind of prospect there with some length. That's a ready-made sort of NBA prototype.
So he would have helped.
If you will. Yeah, he would have helped, but he's young. He's young. So yeah, this is a draft where you could actually get some multi-year college player. Like, look at Dalton Knecht falling to 17.
Yes, crazy.
Because he was old. But look at the Lakers. They are old. They need somebody who can help, and they were so fortunate to get him there. And I think it's perfect that he's 23 for the Lakers. The Lakers don't have the appetite to take on some long-term project right now. LeBron's about to turn 40. Anthony Davis is no longer a young man, and they have so much salary tied up in those guys that it was going to be hard for them to make a splash in free agency. So, you know, they were sort of on the wavelength that I think the rest of the league thought the Bucks might be on with the way that, you know, that they selected in this draft. So I actually, you know, kind of like what the Lakers did there with Dalton Knecht.
Here's another name that's come up that Bucks fans have asked why they didn't draft him. Isaiah Collier from USC.
Yeah, wow. He came on strong to close his freshman season. A little bit of an undersized guard. I mean, that might be the knock on Isaiah Collier is the size. But he ended up as the number two prospect in the class of 23 at 24/7 Sports. So, he's got a lot of upside. The three-point shot was a little spotty during his freshman season at USC, and there might just be some long-term concerns about his defense. But, he's a good upside play. But, again, I mean, he was one and done in college. And you know, the ability of those one-and-dones to come in and contribute in the league is spotty, and this was not a great draft. And if you're looking for win-now players, you really needed to be looking at some of those more veteran college guys. Like a Jalen Tyson, that's another example, who was in that range. I realized he was off the board before the Bucks could get him, but the Cavaliers snagged him at 20, and he's a multi-year college player who, you know, who could help Cleveland right away. That's a team with with playoff ambitions. And so, you know, you did see some of these teams get guys who at least in theory might be able to help them in the season ahead.
It's all with David Cobb, CBS Sports college basketball and football writer. Follow him on Twitter at David W. Cobb. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, here on 1250 AM The Fan. Can we bring up Bronny James, please, and talk about this? Because him going with LeBron and so forth to the Lakers, I get it. I understand. I said earlier that if I was Bronny James, I'd have been like, Dad, I want to go back to USC and prove that I do belong in the first round of this draft like everybody was mocking me to be before I had my issue. And I'm going to go back and prove everybody that I do belong. Versus going, yeah, I really didn't do anything in college, and now my dad's going to help me get a job, so we're going to go that route. Like, if you want to earn it and do all that other stuff and kind of be your own man, this, to me, isn't the way to go about it.
I feel for Bronny. He's got so much pressure. So
he
much
does.
Pressure on him now.
Yes.
And he's going to be the showcase of the summer league. And, you know, people are going to have eyes on the South Bay Lakers G League affiliate in the season ahead because of Bronny James. Make no mistake, if his last name was Johnson, we'll say, Bronny Johnson, he's not selected in this draft. And he would be fortunate to get an Exhibit 10 contract, or he would be fortunate to get a summer league deal at all. That's just the reality of what he's proven as a player thus far. I will say this, though. His numbers are vastly underwhelming from his freshman season at USC, but don't forget, he missed the first 8 games and a whole lot of practice time because of the heart issue. That was a very, very serious health issue. So I don't think we got the full picture of who Bronny James is during that one season at USC. But yeah, there's no scenario in which this is a player that would have been drafted by any other franchise. At the end of the day, I'm excited to see how it plays out. The storyline of LeBron playing with his son, I'll be a sucker for that. Call it nepotism, you're not wrong, but when you're LeBron James, you kind of earn the right to pull those levers and make that happen.
I said earlier that I believe Bronny James will be in this league probably as long as he wants, because he's going to have a home in L.A., and when LeBron retires or leaves, he's going to have a home in Miami as long as Riley is there. And he'll have a home in Cleveland as long as Snyder owns the Cavaliers. I think those are 3 gigs. He's set now in Milwaukee. Thanasis, I don't know if he has a home anywhere if he's not in Milwaukee at this point.
I was actually going to bring that up. I was going to ask you, how different is Bronny playing in the NBA with his father? How different is that from Giannis's brother having a home with the Bucks?
Well, it is. I mean, it's much different, though. Actually, I talked about this earlier in the show from this aspect. Thanasis was drafted into the league long before Giannis got here. He was drafted in the league by the New York Knicks. So he was a draft choice. Giannis didn't help him get drafted. LeBron not only helped his kid get drafted, made the team he was with draft his kid on top of it. Now, Thanasis is still in the league because of his brother, yes.
Right.
But he got drafted into the league on his own merit.
Yeah, that's a fair evaluation, and that was the insight I needed from the Milwaukee local there. But
you're welcome.
But yeah, I'm with you on Bronny. He doesn't get drafted if not for the fact that his father is LeBron James. The best case scenario, and I wrote this in our live blog at CBS yesterday, the best case scenario for Bronny James is that he develops into a combo guard with defensive versatility who can play minutes off the bench in the NBA. He's never going to be a star. Let's set the record straight on that now. Bronny James will never make an NBA All-Star team. He might not ever be a full-time NBA starter. In fact, I'd be shocked if he is. However, if everything comes together and his game develops in the best-case scenario, he could be a combo guard who plays minutes for you off the bench, who can handle the ball a little bit, and take on, you know, fairly challenging defensive assignments. That's the best case scenario for Bronny James.
There he is, David Cobb, CBS Sports college basketball and football writer. Follow him on Twitter at David W. Cobb. And if he makes an All-Star game, remember his Twitter account. David, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, David Cobb, CBS Sports college basketball and football writer here on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.